So people are seeing the first 25 minutes of The Mandalorian and Grogu, and they're saying it basically just looks like the Disney Plus show, but they like it. But
wait. They're giving away the first 25 minutes of the movie?
It said fans were given an extended look at the new Star Wars film. It said it's really good. I'm sure they were hand-picked fans.
Because here's the thing. Like, I know they were doing a 15-minute preview or something like that they had done on Disney Plus, but 25... Why don't just do it all day for free and just call it a day at this point? Because this is stupid. Here's half the movie, third of the movie.
Yeah, I know. Free. I was thinking that's like a third of the movie. That's like a whole episode. So we're going to take a look at this, see what they're saying. But this is what everyone who has seen it has said, is this does not look like a theatrical release. It just looks like a Disney Plus show on the big screen. Ooh. Which I guess if that's what you're going for and that's what you want, that's fine.
But I'm just more like sitting here, like the fact that you had to give 25 minutes away to draw up interest in this thing tells me everything that you need to know about how what they're internally expecting for this film. That's just desperation.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. They know this one already is tracking to be the lowest theatrical Star Wars ever, except for the Clone Wars pilot, which was kind of a different thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as live action goes, this one's going to come in under Solo. I think they've resigned themselves to the fact that this one's going to come in under Solo. I don't think anybody had super high hopes for this, but, you know.
Now, I want to be clear. It doesn't, and just because it launches at a low total, the budget on this was a lot less.
Obviously,
so it'll probably at least break even. It might make a little money, but that is not a win. People are like, you think it's gonna fail? I'm like, yeah, even if it breaks even and makes a little money, it's not gonna be a win for Star Wars, because it's not gonna be $1 billion. There's no way in hell this one's gonna be $1 billion. And unless they make a significant amount of money on this, that doesn't have to be as high because the budget was lower, but it's gonna need, like, you know, to be like a big win for Disney, you're talking like at least $700 million or so. And I don't think it's even going to hit that.
No, I don't think there's any way it's going to hit that. Because, I mean, Superman didn't hit that. And there's a lot more buzz about Superman than there is
for the 70 to 80 million now they're saying the 70 to 80 million is for the 4-day.
Yeah.
For the whole 4-week, it's for the whole day weekend. They tried a little bit saying, oh, it's going to go higher. No, that's for the 4-day, guys. That's all 4 days.
Yeah, so this isn't looking too good. Let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get a woohoo if you do.
Woohoo!
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And if you're looking for more Clownfish TV, if you'd like to support the channel, go to moremore.clownfishtv.com. That's moremore.clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV, for episodes you're not going to find here on YouTube and some other content as well. So thank you to our reefers for the support. Somebody was smoking something when they thought it was a good idea to release this in the theater.
Yeah. I'm trying to, they were way too late. Like, they were years too late to this. It hasn't been popular since like 2021, 2022, maybe. You just are way, way too late to the party on this one. Plus, it was a show. So no one's going to go see a movie, which is going to be basically the fourth season of the stupid show. They're going to wait for it to come to Disney Plus.
Okay, so this is interesting. Okay, this is a Disney influencer event, which we've been...
Okay, it's a Disney influencer event. Well, there you go. Right away, you know, you have to say nice things.
Yes. We were actually invited to a Star Wars influencer event in 2019 mm-hmm. when we were... Because we were kind of... I guess we were double agents because we were doing Clownfish on one side and then we were running the other Disney blog on the other. But yeah, they actually had special seating. You were encouraged to whoop and holler when they had the trailer for The Rise of Skywalker. And, everybody's like, oh my God, Palpatine's back. And then after the fact, everybody's kind of asked themselves the same thing. Poe asked, like, you know, somehow Palpatine returned. Like, how the hell does that make any sense? But yeah, they said fans were given an extended look at the new Star Wars film. They said it's really good. Fans said it's really good.
I'll translate. The friendly media was given a look so that they can say it's really good because we're desperately trying to save this movie. Please help us.
Yes. And as we learned from our time on Disney media, you are not allowed to say anything remotely critical or anything that could be misconstrued as critical, or you will not be invited to the next cupcake party.
Or they'll question it. Like, why did you dare say that Toy Story Land is too hot? Because Toy Story Land was too damn hot. And you need to add shade, which they did do later on. But it was too damn hot. You can't say that. And even then, they had to use the right hashtags. They had to sit over your shoulder to make sure you were doing it right. ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, they said it feels like the first season of the Disney Plus series. It's not quite on par with the Skywalker saga films. Now, they called out, this is the Hollywood Reporter. They said there's been a ton of speculation and a fair amount of skepticism about the first Star Wars movie in 7 years, The Mandalorian and Grogu. The trailers and two clips below released have resulted in no shortage of opinions. On Monday night, so that'd be May the 4th, some Star Wars fans and influencers were treated to the film's first 25 minutes in IMAX, and they've taken to social media to share their thoughts.
Oh, God.
Keep in mind, these are influencers who did not see the full film, and Disney is rather savvy about yes. who gets invited to such events. First fan reactions to 2025's widely panned live-action Snow White, for example, were also enthusiastic.
Yes, and we told you the same thing then. And the thing is, the Hollywood Reporter, a few years ago, they would never have called this out. They would have towed the line. They wouldn't have said shit. But now that it's safe to say these kinds of things, you're welcome, the Hollywood Reporter. They're out there saying what we've been telling you this whole time.
Yeah. So the film's opening was strong, according to people who saw it, with some extended action that particularly benefited from the IMAX format.
Oh, yeah, it's IMAX. It's going to be impressive.
Here we go. This is what I was afraid of. If there's a recurring negative point, it's the film struck many as feeling like an elevated version of the TV show, rather than having the grandeur of the Skywalker saga films or even Rogue One. Given the movie is based on a TV show, it's likely to be expected. I don't know. Transformers the movie was better than the show.
Here's the thing. You know, I saw the clip that they did yesterday that was on Good Morning America or whatever. And it's like they're on the walk. They're facing up the walkers and stuff. It looks like a video game cutscene. Like it was not great.
No.
I love the walkers. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan of at walkers. I love the Hoth iciness of it. I think you're copying it for nostalgia, but okay, whatever. But it just was like, when he was going down the hill, I'm like, first of all, the legs would have broke off that thing. No question. Unless Baby Yoda was holding the legs on with the Force, which he wasn't. They would have broken off. And then he gets down there, and then they're running underneath it. They're trying to shoot it underneath each other, which, I mean, I guess what happened, that's one way to fight it. But it was just like, going down the hill looked like a video game cutscene.
Yeah. So my biggest takeaway from what I've seen in the trailer so far, and it just looks like pea soup. Like the cinematography is just very dark green, brown. I'm like, I get that, you know, they're going for like a more gritty Star Wars, but the show didn't look this way, right?
Well, it wasn't so much so on the scene. It wasn't quite as like that of the green brown, but it was, you know, you could tell it wasn't as polished as other ones have been in the past, kind of thing.
So here are the friendly media's comments. Of course, they're not going to say bad things. They're not, because they want to be invited back. And look, I'm going to be honest. Disney wines you and dines you. Like, you get free hotel, you get free theme park, you get free food.
I don't know if you do know.
I don't know if they're spending as much as they used to on people, but they were. I know when they opened Toy Story Land and they were doing the 30th anniversary of Hollywood Studios, they were flying people in from like Boston.
They
were in
radio station people in, which I never understood.
It was very weird, but they were like the one person that was there. I'm like, hey, what? Cause usually it was just us bloggers. Like, hey, so who are you with or whatever? And I was asking this person, cause I'm like, we'd run into each other. You'd see each other, you know, all the time. Cause the same group of people, basically, you know, event after event. And this person's like, oh, I'm from like, you know, W whatever in Boston. I'm like, Boston radio station. That's freaking weird. It's like, I've never been to a Disney park before. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess they're trying to go outside the box a little bit.
You know, here's a little, you know, spoiler. It didn't work.
Anyway. It didn't work. Okay. So the 25 minutes felt like a first episode of a new season. It's also, which is, look, yes, it's a TV show. It's also great to see Mando kicking ass on IMAX screen. If you're only going to see once in theater, do IMAX. Spend more money.
You know, here's the thing. IMAX is going to be impressive, but the thing is, if the visuals aren't that great because they're kind of jittery, and the budget's not as high on this film, okay? And it's obvious that the budget wasn't spent as much on some things as it should have been. Let's put it that way.
You're going to see that the unfinished plywood sets up close and personal.
I don't think it's gonna get that bad, but I'm just saying, you can tell.
I remember people were complaining about when episode 2 came out. They were complaining that you could see some of the pixelization on the CGI when you're on a big screen like that.
And I'm sure,
like,
you could. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they said it was really jarring. You could tell what was live action, what was CGI, obviously. I liked what I saw. They said it has vibes of the original trilogy. The action looks great, especially in IMAX. The plot sounds interesting, and there's a mystery at its core that caught my attention. I'm really excited.
The vibes of the original trilogy means nostalgia. They're going all on nostalgia, which is funny because one of the trailers they released yesterday was called Generations. And they're talking about, you know, the old protect the young. And it was like showing all the different, you know, the different series, like the original trilogy, the prequels, the sequels, Rogue One, and all that. They were trying to show it across all the thing and make it like, oh, feel nostalgic, come back. Look, you liked Hoth, right? Here's Hoth.
Yeah, they're like, oh, the Hutts are in it, guys.
Yeah, you like Tatooine, you like Jabba the Hutt, right? Well, there they are. You know, it's very member berries full.
Well, this is, yeah. So they're like very entertaining. Reminds me a lot of the first season, which was most popular. And the OG Star Wars trilogy in terms of story structure and feel. It's like old Star Wars, guys. Action is massive.
Isn't it weird they all are saying the same thing? Because from what I've seen of it, it wasn't like, you know, old Star Wars and the fact that it's, look, here's stuff you know from the original trilogy. Not because it feels like it. It's just like, oh, remember? That's what it's more like.
Yeah. Yeah, remember this other movie that you liked? Yeah, if you love the show, I'm positive you'll love the movie. Okay, right out of the gate, this is and we talked about this with Marvel too, it's one of the biggest tactical errors that Disney has made in assuming that every potential moviegoer and has watched every show on Disney Plus, right? So there's a lot of homework. So if you've never seen The Mandalorian and you know, on Disney Plus, and you're like, I'm going to go see the movie. Well, the movie's basically season 4. Okay, well, now I got to go watch 3 other seasons. Oh, also, you got to go watch Clone Wars and Rebels so you know who these other side characters are. Okay, well, there's like, what, like 10, 12, 13 seasons of TV now. I got to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's stupid for Disney to rely on the television show to inform people, you know, to go see the movie, because people want to go see a self-contained thing, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was reading this next one. They're saying that it's like Mando is basically Star Wars John Wick and isn't aiming for the leg. So there's no saturation for a family experience? What's that even mean?
I don't know. So don't take your family? Is that what you're...
If you're expecting it to be Yoda in episode 2, why would you be?
I got some of the old Star Wars feelings back.
Okay, how many of these people keep saying that exact same thing? Okay, here's one thing that they'll do at these things. I'm not saying they did it here, but I know that they do this. They will give you some suggestions to things that you're supposed to mention. And then they'll tell you if you think that they want to see.
These three talking points.
And then they try to use at least two of these three talking points. And it feels like the old shows.
Now, this one's actually a little more blunt. They said, oh, yeah, it's you know, the first 25 minutes feels like an exciting premiere of a big streaming TV series. It's on IMAX. It's cool. This might not be a return to a Star Wars movie from the old days, but the scale is certainly there. It seems like The Mandalorian and Grogu is trying to be more than a TV show, though it's unclear if it's ambitious enough to seem on par with the episodic films.
Yeah.
That's not a glowing endorsement. That's basically like, if you're a fan of the show, it's good, but like, is it going to be as good as... Is it as good as Other The movies, Rise of yeah. Skywalker? No. Well, I mean,
honestly, you'd have to try really hard to suck, you know, worse than The Last Jedi or The Rise of Skywalker.
So the problem is that if you want to get people to come back to the theaters for Star Wars, you needed to put the best possible Star Wars in theaters to get people to come back. I don't think they're going to come out. I actually think that 70 to 80 is being optimistic.
I don't know. I think they might do that. But, you know, what gets me is I notice here the couple of things I keep noticing over and over again. It's like the originals. Oh, the action. Do we mention the action? The action. I think those are two of the talking points they were told to include.
It's got a Mandalorian in it, kind of. And Grogu is in it. And he's cute and he does Grogu of
action.
Things.
Do we mention action? And it's like the original trilogy. Do we mention
it? Feels
that?
Like Star Wars. Star Wars feels like Star Wars. It tastes like snozzberries. It just looks like an episode of the TV show. That's fine. If you like it, that's great. I liked the first two seasons of Mandalorian. I did. I thought it was pretty good. But I'm so checked out, I don't really care. Literally could be the best thing ever, and I don't care.
Well, see, I'll go see it because I'll be fair. Like, I mean, I will be fair about it. And
I'll go see it with you, so you don't have to sit there by yourself.
Oh, I don't mind sitting by myself; doesn't bother me. But I mean, I'll be fair about it. But if it's good, I'll say so. I always say so. You know, people get mad at me for saying so. I'll say if it's good, it's good. I'll tell you. But I just, what I've seen so far, it just seems like, you know, here's stuff you used to like. It's member berries, and you know, more of the show is all I'm seeing.
And they're trying really hard.
Several years too late.
Yeah, they are. And it's kind of hard, you know, for this one too, because it's like there's Mando stuff rotting on the shelves at Ollie's and Ross's. And then they're also like, hey, we're going to do a Rey movie too. I'm like, there's more Rey shit on the shelves than there is Grogu stuff. Like, what are you doing? Like, seriously, Disney, what are you doing?
Well, I think the rumors and stuff are that they're just going to have to move away from this stuff because it's not selling toys. It's languishing in there. I mean, everything's a speculation at this point. Nothing's been confirmed. But Disney's definitely taking a shift back towards original Star Wars over this other stuff. And even with this movie, they're trying to put stuff in from the original movie that you recognize. They're not doing it so much from the sequel trilogy. It's going back to like stuff from the original.
Walkers, huts.
You know, what would they people like? What will they resonate with them? It's like, where's the new? You know? So we'll see what happens. I do think it'll probably break even. The budget wasn't that terrible, so I think it's going to at least break even. And it might make some money, but it's not going to do anywhere near what other Star Wars movies did. There's no way.
Okay, so Disney, if you want to make money on Star Wars now, you got to turn it into like a low budget horror movie with Grogu.
Well, actually, they're doing a Star Wars horror show for Disney Plus.
Oh my god. Okay, just stop giving them ideas, right? Yeah. We're gonna wrap this up.
Yes.
Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.